Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have two issues to put forward today. They aren't related, but we're going to have more discussion about each of them this year. President Trump tells us he will put forth a tax reform plan with tax cuts in the next 2 weeks. Speaker Paul Ryan also is advocating tax legislation, and one idea is a border adjustment tax that will tax imports and will likely raise the cost of imported products. It'll also raise a lot of money, which we need if we're going to rebuild our infrastructure. A border tax will shake up trade relations. However, you can argue that it would be fair because it would treat all importers equally. Well, many other countries have a similar tax. Let's keep our eye on the coming tax reform debate. It could have a huge impact. And my other subject is a $71 billion food stamp program administered by the Department of Agriculture. The program eats up 70% of the ag budget. We spend more than twice what we spend when I was Secretary of Agriculture. There's always been concern about whether the food program is what it should be. Are we wasting money? 20% of that money, $14 billion, is spent on sweet beverages, snack food, candy, desserts. It is just helping to fatten the customers. Now, why is the government doing this? How do we correct the problem? One answer is to require the supermarket to become the food police. I'm not sure that's reasonable. It's too costly, time-consuming. Can you imagine how long the lineup for the cashier would be at the store? There isn't any easy answer. Okay, tongue-in-cheek, I have suggested that food stamp recipients be required to weigh in. If they weigh too much, maybe no food stamps for them, or perhaps let them buy only fruits and vegetables. I'm just kidding. This whole issue will be debated when we write a new farm bill. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.